Good morning, beloved. Thank you again for welcoming me into your home for this Wednesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we're continuing in our study of 2 Corinthians. Today, we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 through 21, where the Apostle Paul reminds the Corinthians that God, through Christ, has made those who trust in Him His friends, and that all who follow Christ have died to sin and have been given new life. And God's saving word for us this week has been spiritual renewal. So let's get reading 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning at verse 11. We know what it means to fear the Lord, and so we are trying to persuade others. God knows us completely, and I hope that in your hearts, you know me as well. We are not trying again to recommend ourselves to you. Rather, we are trying to give you a good reason to be proud of us, so that you will be able to answer those who boast about people's appearance and not about their character. Are we really insane? Well, it's for God's sake. Or are we sane? Then it is for your sake. We are ruled by the love of Christ. Now that we recognize that one man died for everyone, which means that they all share in his death. He died for all, so that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but only for him who died and was raised to life for their sake. No longer, then, do we judge anyone by human standards. Even if at one time we judged Christ according to human standards, we no longer do so. Anyone who is joined to Christ is a new being. The old is gone and the new has come. All this is done by God, who through Christ changed us from enemies into His friends and gave us the task of making others His friends also. Our message is that God was making all human beings His friends through Christ. God did not keep an account of their sins, and He has given us the message which tells how He makes them His friends. Here we are then, speaking for Christ, as though God Himself were making His appeal through us. We plead on Christ's behalf. Let God change you from enemies into His friends. Christ was without sin, but for our sake, God made Him share our sin in order that in union with Him, we might share the righteousness of God. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anyone who is joined to Christ is a new being. The old is gone, the new has come. Beloved, it is interesting how the Corinthians were swayed by those who came along after Paul and had all this fancy speech, and they wore the best and most expensive clothes and lived such lavish lifestyles and said, oh, look at us, aren't we blessed of God? And here, the Apostle Paul is trying to remind them, we don't live our lives judging others by worldly standards. We look at what God is doing in their lives. We look at their character. Amen? Let us pray. Gracious God, fill me with your courage that I may experience your presence with me now and forever. Through Christ, you have made me your friend so that I may live in union with you. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow morning as we'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 13, where the Apostle Paul defends what he has been teaching. Until tomorrow, then, may God keep you in His love and in His perfect care. God bless.